Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hour number 3! Let's go! It's the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate. What is happening? Good to be with you. I am Rod. He is Diesel. And it is great to be with you. Thanks for hanging out. Where are we in our sports coverage? Well, let me tell you. For those of you that are at work and cannot check a television, let me tell you what's going on right now in the world of sports. I looked up a second ago, Diesel, as we sit here, to see what was on the old ESPN. And all day, they have been giving us some pretty interesting coverage. What of the draft just around the corner? And trying to figure out how we're going to handle all of that, the memo that's come out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's been very interesting, but I wondered to myself, what is on television this evening? I've already got my day scheduled.
You're going to rewatch Tiger King.
I haven't ruled that out, if we're being honest. Maybe. No, I was sitting here trying to figure out, like, what am I gonna watch tonight, right? And there's a few things. We got Friday Night SmackDown going on tonight. We have got a replay on FS1 of the Wilder versus Fury 2 fight, which I watched, but I kind of wanted to watch again since we rescheduled. By the way, that fight's been moved back in the year to October. You know what my favorite part about that is? It was scheduled for July. You know what the promoter said? They postponed the fight, and the promoter goes, oh, no. This is not because of coronavirus. There were other considerations at play. Really? Really? We're there. Go ahead. I'm listening. Anyway, I flip on over, and I'm looking at the bottom of the screen on the four letter. You know what ESPN's showing tonight at 8 o'clock? On the big ESPN. Like, ESPN, ESPN. Not 2, not the Deuce, not News, not the SEC Net. You know what they're playing tonight at 8 o'clock on big ESPN on a Friday night in America? The Rookie. You remember The Rookie? That's a Disney movie about baseball.
They're playing movies on ESPN now.
Not just movies. 18-year-old baseball movies. The Rookie. You know, Dennis Quaid? The Rookie? That's what they're showing tonight on ESPN. Then on Sunday... And this I say, as I also acknowledge fully that I'm going to watch with one interruption on Sunday. On Sunday, they are playing 8 hours of 20K games. Not 2K like video games. No, my friend. They have gone back to the vault. And they have dug up baseball games. 8 hours of them. where a pitcher recorded at least 20 strikeouts, and they are going to play those games abridged and edited to focus on pitchers getting 20 strikeouts, which means, Diesel,
no hitting.
8 consecutive hours of baseball where they've edited out the hits. 8 hours of strikeouts. Just 8 hours of strikeouts. Now, to be abundantly clear, I love great pitched baseball, okay? I'm the cat that will go to a baseball game and it would be a 1-0 game with 30 combined strikeouts and 1 hit, and I will leave happy as a pig in slop. But, and I'm also, I'm not a guy who's like, how do we get more offense into sports? We don't need to. Every sport we have has enough offense in it. Give me great defenses. But I don't see how you're going to take 8 hours of baseball where nobody gets a hit and run it consecutively.
What would you rather be strapped to a chair, can't get up, 8 hours of nothing but home runs, or 8 hours of nothing but strikeouts?
Oh, strikeouts.
You'd rather watch strikeouts than home runs?
Hell yeah.
You just spent 10 minutes saying how bad of an idea this is, and you're like, I'd still watch home runs.
Well, you went gun to my head, strapped to a chair, I got to pick. If I got to pick, I'd rather watch a master at work and watch 8 hours of pitchers carving up batters, no question. I was a pitcher. I love well-pitched games. I'm just saying I also recognize that 8 straight hours of nobody hitting the baseball, 8 hours.
I'd love to watch. Give me home runs. Give me something fun to watch. You're saying 8 boring hours of nobody getting a hit versus 8 hours of home runs?
So here's the thing about home runs. Home runs are fun in context, right? Like a home run in a game is fun in context, or like a solo shot of a home run. Like yesterday I was on one of the websites putting the show together, and they're basically just doing like athlete profiles. And yesterday they profiled my favorite baseball player of all time, Ken Griffey Jr. I was a Ken Griffey kid, man.
Of course.
We were all Ken Griffey kids, but I was a Ken Griffey kid. I was the dude. This is a true story.
Did you get the videotapes?
I had everything. If they made it with Ken Griffey Jr., I had it. The cleats, the glove, the bat, the hat, I had it all, right? This is a true story. When I was nary a little kid, knee high to a grasshopper, as my grandmama must say, when I was nay but a small child, my little league coach was my dad, okay? My dad was a fundamental baseball fan, right? When you're at bat, the bat's back, you do not wag the bat. The bat stays up in the air, prepared to swing. You don't need to be swinging around, moving around, dancing. You stand there silent and still, eyes focused on the ball. My dad was that guy. So, when I was a kid, and my dad was my little league coach, we had a practice one day where small Rob Brown, tiny tot Rob Brown, took to the field. I think this was like machine pitch. Not even like actual baseball yet. I took to the field for a practice with my hat turned backwards. Because, why, Diesel?
Ken Griffey Jr. did it.
Ken Griffey Jr. did it. And when I took to the field with my hat turned backwards, my coach, a.k.a. dad, is like, no, we don't do that. You turn your baseball cap around, bill to the front like it's meant to be worn. I said, no. Ken Griffey Jr. wears his hat backwards. I don't remember the exact dialogue that took place between my father and I. But I know that my own dear father suspended me from the next game that he was coaching because I wouldn't turn my hat back around in a practice. We talk about practice. Not a game. Not a game I know and love. We talking about practice.
It's an exciting story. I just want to know if in 8 hours of strikeouts, if we get Dari Noka between every pitch going, due to time constraints, we move forward in the action.
Did you just crap on my story to tell a Dari Noka joke?
I did.
Okay. Good. Good, 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 good. And you wonder why I devolve into Mark sometimes. The point I was making
is your dad's a jerk
in a very roundabout way.
Or that you were a jerk. What's that story about? Is it about Rob Brown being a jerk? Or is it about Mr. Brown Sr. being a jerk? That's the real question. How do you still feel about it to this day? Tell the truth.
Oh, no, it was me.
See?
It's 100% me.
I knew it.
But
I bet he even said, even in the games, King Griffey turns his hat around the right way.
Probably.
He didn't do it in the games.
None of this is the point of the story, though. The point of the story.
The team lost that game without Rob Brown.
The point of the story is that I love Ken Griffey Jr. enough that I would be suspended from my favorite sport to play by my own dad slash coach to be like Ken Griffey Jr. And then what happened was that I committed to that for the rest of my career. But I love Ken Griffey Jr., and the point that I was making before I was so rudely interrupted by Diesel a moment ago was that, very simply, yesterday there was a video montage of Ken Griffey Jr. home runs on one of the websites. And I started watching, and I made it about 2.5 minutes before I was like, all right, that's enough Ken Griffey Jr. home runs. And that's from a dude that I got suspended by my dad because of how much I loved watching the guy play. I was able to watch about 2.5 minutes of Ken Griffey Jr. home runs before I was like, all right, they all look the same now. They're just all the same. Give me a master pitcher at work, carving up a lineup, making guys swing at balls that aren't there. Give me master no-hitters all day before you give me an entourage of slamming Sammy, Big Matt, Griffey Jr., Barry Bonds, and the like, blasting rocks out into outer space.
If you would allow me to put this into musical context, it's like what you want to see is progressive rock, progressive metal. As a musician, or in your situation, as a pitcher, you can appreciate every little nuance of what the pitcher's doing. So for you, it's good, right? But the home run, but 8 hours of home runs are Nickelback. Or, I don't know, Five Finger Death Punch. A band that a lot of people can appreciate. It's exciting. It's loud. Does that make sense?
Cool story, Diesel. Let's get to Jim.
Texter says, give me 8 hours of bean balls. Yes.
Don't hate that. Let me get Jim in here real quick because we've got an interview coming up on the other side. Jim, thanks for checking in, man. What's going on?
So I had to pull a fast one on Diesel there. Jim is a.k.a. Mark Ryan. But I tell you what, we don't do April Fools in radio, but I think I just got over on him. So Rob, I'm listening to this story, right? And I'm loving your story. And I'm Ken Griffey Jr. guy, too. I used to buy 89 Donruss boxes just for the hope and prayer of opening that one purplish Ken Griffey Jr. rated rookie. I'm right there with you, brother. Who among us did not want that Ken Griffey Jr. upper deck? So I got a great story. And then at the end of the story, what I hear is, I don't want to devolve into Mark. I have no idea what the hell that means. Can somebody tell me what that means?
So you missed. Now, Mark, if you listen to all 3 hours of the Rob Brown Show,
as I do
to Offsides with Mark Ryan every single day, you would know that Diesel loves the occasional Mark V. Lonzo SmackDown segments that take place. Earlier, I chastised Diesel for, I think, the first time in 4 weeks on the radio, and he looks and he goes, oh, who are you, Mark Ryan? So it was what we in the business call a callback, if you will.
And so I've been sans Lonzo the entire week, and I've got new guys working with me that are 23 years old. Smack them down at that age. You know what I mean? If you smack them down at that age, they never come back. So I bet you can't imagine how much I'm looking forward to being able to beat somebody up again when Lonzo's back.
I've gone ahead and made it appointment radio, Mark Ryan. Who comes up next? Yes. Clock on Offsides with Mark Ryan. Thank you, buddy. We got to run to a break. When we come back here in just a minute, our buddy Chris Lewis from the Greenville Triumph will join us to talk about what's going on with them. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on ESPN. Up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, let's rock and roll. Welcome back. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It is ESPN Upstate, all across the upstate of South Carolina. We go to the phone lines now and welcome in the president of the Greenville Triumph, who would ordinarily be coming on today to talk about soccer and an actual match that we would actually all be going to sit and actually drink a beer. I can smell the fresh cut grass. I can taste the smoke of the flares being popped after that first goal is netted. Chris Lewis, can you do the same, my friend?
I can. In my mind, anything is possible, Rob. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Pleasure's all ours. Chris Lewis is the president of the Greenville Triumph, who today would be opening day, but obviously there's a bit of a social predicament going on, so we're all distanced from each other, which means, unfortunately, Chris, no football. So I'll ask you kind of a broad, open-ended question to get us started here, and that is this. What are things like around the office for you guys? Or I guess I should say, what are things like around the home front right now? What's going on with the Triumph while we're all socially distanced from each other?
It's a lot of planning. Obviously, things are changing, rapidly, even within the course of a day. There are a ton of conference calls going on. I'm on the phone with the league and with all the league presidents and with the board of governors. Our staff are having staff meetings via conference calls and video conferences. We're having our management meetings that way. We were just on a call with a well-renowned sales trainer and consultant through the league, just talking through best practices and what should our sales and marketing teams be doing at this time, as well as looking ahead even to 2021 season. And while we have this time to plan, what can we be doing to be working on that as well? But to your point, today, yet another chapter in the Greenville Triumph history and kicking off season two. And that's going to come. It's just going to come a little bit later. Now it's time to continue to work on what is that experience going to be like when we welcome back all of the tremendous fans in the upstate and our friends, the Greenville Riot and the Reedy River Riot, and get those guys out there and popping smoke and having tailgates and drinking some of that blonde ale, that Riot blonde ale that you may have seen or tasted.
May have seen or tasted. My friend, I've already picked up a sixer, finished one, got a second that's sitting in my fridge ready to go for the weekend, because if I can't go watch the Greenville Triumph, I'm damn sure going to pretend like I can. Let me ask you this question. I know that as we watch the MLB and NBA and NFL and all these other professional leagues kind of figure out what dates they're working on, if any, and obviously uncertainty, unfortunately for us right now, is the name of the game. Working with the USL, do you guys have any even tentative time frames you're looking at right now, or are you guys doing the same thing the rest of us are and just waiting for this thing to slow down before we even start taking guesses?
We're in contact with the USL just about every day in some way, shape, or form. The league, frankly, through this. They've worked through it hand in hand with their clubs, both at the championship level and the League One level. As clubs within the league, there's been such an amazing spirit of collaboration. The conference calls that I've been on with other presidents, with the Board of Governors, Joe and Doug have sat in on those calls as well. There's such a spirit to get through this together, and how do we make sure that we all stay viable and that our league stays viable and that there's a great product there when the game comes back, has really been great. And the league, from their perspective, they've put together a task force that is comprised of some League One presidents to speak specifically within the League One context. That task force is on the phone with a larger task force that is comprised of U.S. Soccer Federation, MLS, medical community, folks from CDC, as well as folks from the championship and League One, to go through and talk about all of the things that are going on. And then recommendations, directives, et cetera, are flowing to the clubs through those channels. They've done a real good job of keeping us abreast of things. Every club has a designated COVID-19 point person where the information is then sent out to throughout our individual clubs. So it's been a real collaborative effort. So much of what I've seen since moving into the professional soccer ranks and the soccer community in general from hockey, it is how collaborative and helpful everyone is within this community and within the soccer community to one another. So it's been really great, and we never feel alone.
Talk to me a little bit about that. I told you the story when you and I were speaking earlier today about coming here during my audition process and seeing the Greenville Triumph fridge magnet in the Airbnb I was in and the scarf that was hanging over the door, and it piqued my interest and I was in. But one of the things I've heard from the people that live here, from my broadcast partner, Mark Ryan, even to be honest with you, when I announced that I had gotten the job, one of the first thing that happened on Twitter was the Triumph account was one of the first Greenville accounts to follow me, and I must have had 24 fans that tweeted me, "Can't wait to have you show up for a match. We want to get you here for the fan club, for the supporters group, opening party and all that." It was like the community rallied around the Triumph immediately just kind of embraced me as the new guy coming here to be a soccer fan. From your perspective, watching that relationship grow between the Triumph and the community here in Greenville, and understanding that it is only that sense of community that is going to get this team through this very interesting period of sports. What's that been like for you to kind of watch that relationship grow?
It's been amazing, honestly. From the time that Joe Irwin reached out to me about coming on to help as a consultant before he even and his family decided to go ahead and do this, through the announcement of the team and the launch of the brand and our opening night last year and our inaugural season and the finals, the support of the upstate community, and that's everyone from fans to season ticket members to our group leaders to obviously the Reedy River Riot and the amazing group of people that started that organization up and has grown it to really a force behind us. I mean, our players, our coaching staff, our front office, everyone would have sold the virtues of the Riot and what they've meant to this club and what they continue to mean to us. Our corporate partners and the corporate community, it's been amazing the way that folks have embraced this club and latched onto it. And the Irwin family has conveyed to us from the very beginning that this club is about a mission. And that mission is to bring joy to our community and to positively impact our community through the game of soccer. And we've been working to do that and to live up to that mission. And the joy that the community and our supporters and fans have brought us and our community and our corporate partners have brought us has been nothing short of amazing, quite frankly. And it's been really neat to see. And through this whole thing, the support, the patience, the understanding from our fans, our supporters, our corporate partners, our community partners has been tremendous. And it truly has helped. It's helped from the players. I've spoken to a couple of them through texting and calls. It's helped with our coaching staff, and certainly it's helped our front office. I mean, this is a tough time. The folks that work in the front office are away from what they're used to be doing right now. So it's really been fantastic, and we can't thank the community enough for the support that we've gotten and how this club has been embraced.
We are speaking with Chris Lewis, president of the Greenville Soccer Club. Of course, the Greenville Triumph were set to open play today, but unfortunately, because of the outbreak of COVID-19, obviously are quarantined like the rest of us. Let me ask you a little bit about, from an actual fan perspective, players and coaches right now. I mean, this is obviously an interesting time. You want to stay in shape because, you know, I suspect, and I say this with all due respect, when we get the thumbs up to start gathering and being able to do stuff again, it'll be much quicker for you guys to be able to take the pitch than it would, say, the MLS or the MLB and all the logistics that they'll have to circle around. So from the perspective of your guys staying in shape, being in soccer shape, ready to take to the pitch, hopefully within a handful of days when we get clear, how are the coaching staff working with players to make sure they're staying in shape since we are kind of all locked in our houses right now?
They've been creative. Coach Harts has done a great job with keeping the guys' minds engaged. He's assigned them a couple matches from last season to break down various aspects of it. He's asking them to write up those reviews and assessments and send that to him so that then he can go through those things on phone calls with them. Our high-performance coach, Ryan Mackey, has done a great job, too, getting them workouts. Some guys need a little bit more. They've got some knocks from preseason matches. We have some guys that are coming off of off-season surgeries and in some cases in-season surgeries that they're still recovering from last season. And he's using an app to update their workouts and to track them and keep everybody accountable. And frankly, we have such a good group of guys. One of the greatest talents that John Harts has is his ability to recruit character. And we have such a high character group of young men on that compose this squad. Them being accountable and being ready is the least of my concerns right now. They're chomping at the bit. They've been great with doing with fan engagement and being online. A couple of our guys, Alex Morrell and JJ Donnelly, did an Instagram chat, live Instagram chat the other night. A number of our players have interacted through social media with fans and partners, and they've been great. So the coaching staff's been getting creative. They have to. But they've been doing a good job of keeping the guys engaged and focused on the task at hand.
Talking with Chris Lewis, president of the Greenville Soccer Club, as we hopefully are making our way towards the beginning of the season scheduled for today. Let me ask you this one, and then I'll let you go, Chris, because I don't want to take up your whole day. But we talked earlier, and one of the things that you emphasized to me was the need for this team and the community to prop each other up. And for the success and survivability of the Greenville Triumph, Greenville has to be invested. Really, the upstate needs to be invested in this team. So during this time period when there's just not a lot of income coming in, where everything is circling around, you've still got paychecks that got to get signed, et cetera, what can the people of Greenville, of the surrounding upstate area, be doing to make sure that the Triumph weather this storm and that we all get to to watch some soccer, hopefully very soon rather than later?
Great question, Rob. And there's a couple of things. One is obviously respect the directives and the advice being given by CDC and the state agencies and the local agencies about social distancing. It's important. We've been trying to put out, quote, PSAs, if you will, about doing that. But the best thing we can do is try and prevent the spread of this thing as best we can by doing our own part. So, one, doing that. But then, two, engaging with the club, letting us know what you guys are doing from home and how you're representing the club and how you're enjoying the game yourself. Today is the day that we have... You know, we're trying to celebrate opening night, even though it's not happening tonight. And people are representing by wearing their kits, by wearing, you know, merchandise. And that segue into that next thing. We have some great new merch on there. So, you know, go visit our online store and order some of the new merch so that you're geared up and ready to go when we do welcome you back to Legacy. And then last but certainly not least, and just as important as supporting the club, is supporting those who support the club and those local businesses that are looking for, you know, people to come and pick up takeout food or get curbside delivery or have food delivered to their homes. Getting out and supporting those partners of the club, because those partners are going to be what helps us come out of this as a club and continue to do the things that we do. So enjoy today. Tell us online. I know the club has asked, what does soccer and your soccer family mean to you? Let us know that stuff. Talk about the club to maybe some folks who haven't. And try and get groups together and start building toward, hey, whenever opening night is going to be, let's make sure that we're there. We're going to do our part to make sure that we hit the ground running and we deliver an unbelievable opening night and an unbelievable 2020 season, whenever it may be that starts. And we are super excited to welcome everybody back to Legacy. And we thank this community for everything that they've done to support the club. And we'll continue to do to support the club as we fight through this together.
Chris Lewis is the president of the Greenville Soccer Club and the Greenville Triumph. Man, it is great to have you. Do me a favor. Save me a kit and a scarf. I wear number 3, and I cannot wait to start cracking open a Riot Blonde up there in the stands and seeing my first Triumph goal be scored in person. I am looking forward to it. I wish you guys the best of luck. We'll be in touch. We'll have you on a bunch more times before the season starts. And, again, hopefully sooner rather than later, I'll be having you on to break down games instead of talk to me about quarantine issues.
I look forward to that, my friend. Stay safe. Again, celebrate tonight. Crack open one of those Riot Blonde Ales and sing a couple chants with the Riot, because I know that group is going to be chanting and singing from their homes.
Done and done. Chris, thanks so much for the time, man. Really look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks, brother.
Appreciate it. There you got it. Chris Lewis, president of the Greenville Soccer Club at the Greenville Triumph. Of course, they're all over social media. Make sure you go find them all. I've been retweeting a bunch of their stuff lately, so you can follow me at The Rob Brown Show and get in touch with them that way. And to everybody who's listening on the radio.com app right now, because Chris tweeted out the link, the Triumph tweeted out the link, and so did the ESPN Upstate account. Welcome. My name is Rob Brown. I am your new home for Greenville Triumph soccer coverage, alongside with my broadcast partner, Mark Ryan, who will be coming up here at 20 minutes at 3 o'clock on Offsides with Mark Ryan. We are going to cover you up with Greenville Triumph news when we can get back to the pitch. So welcome to my Triumph fans. Good to have you on the show. Take a break. When we come back here in just a minute, we'll take a look at what happened this day in sports history around the country, and we'll wrap it all up with Twitter trending topics on The Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What we were meant to talk about this segment is what's happened in history during this period of sports, because that's just kind of where we are in society at the moment. Instead, what's going to happen is that Diesel brought forth a conversation I didn't know that we needed to have, and it turns out we do. I'll let him lead it. Go ahead, Diesel. What do we need to talk about that's more important than anything else?
Tiger King, in the fact that there is apparently a Hollywood biopic in the works starring Kate McKinnon from Saturday Night Live as Carol Baskin.
Because of course.
Of course. Because she's nuts. If you watch Saturday Night Live, she's nuts. But the real question is, who's going to play Joe Exotic? There's a lot of big names being tossed around for who's going to play Joe Exotic. Danny McBride. You brought up David Spade. You know, he could just bring the
Joe Dirt energy
back. Yeah, just do a little side mullet shave there. Apparently Dax Shepard is tweeting out that if Hollywood doesn't cast him or at least give him a call, that it's broken. And then Edward Norton is firing back at him saying, "You're too buff to play.
You're too buff to play.
Too buff to play this guy."
Which is amazing.
Step aside. Oh man, there's so many options. And then now we're talking about who we're going to cast as Doc Antle. Will Ferrell's name has been thrown out there. Tim Robbins' name has been thrown out there. I mean, this should be a crowdsourced casting. Just take a vote on every one of them.
First off, I don't know that I would have gone Kate McKinnon as Carol. She is a phenomenal actress, and she's one of the funniest women in the world, Kate McKinnon, and I love her dearly.
She's got that crazy look in her eyes, and that's what makes her so great.
And that's exactly right. That's what fits her. That's what suits her for that role. 100% do not disagree with that. Dax Shepard would be a good pick for Joe Exotic. David Spade would be a great pick. Although the problem with Spade is I just don't see him getting the mannerisms down for Joe Exotic. But you got to have somebody just a wee bit neurotic for that role, right?
Yeah.
Edward Norton, I think, pulls that off. Because it's going to be the perfect mix of, ridiculous Ed Norton. But every now and then, especially towards the end of the movie, as Joe Exotic's kind of snapping a little bit, he turns into, American History X Ed Norton. Just off the grid Ed Norton.
It's such a nuanced character to try to play that it's really easy to mess up.
I don't know that I could, I don't know that I could come up with better than Ed Norton. Vince Vaughn to play Jeff Lowe. How about that one?
I like the one you said earlier. Yeah. Fred Durst.
Fred Durst to play Jeff Lowe would be a monster pick. I don't know, man. But the movie, here's the thing. I don't want to see the movie, right? Because we've already seen the real thing.
Yeah.
And you can't write crazier than what we've already seen. I've already heard the story in their words. You're going to create a murder mystery. Did Carol feed her husband to the tiger? We already don't know. And we've already seen everything from the... not that we've seen all the evidence.
Sure.
But we've seen it from the perspective of the characters, which is how a movie works. I don't want a biopic. As much as I'd love to see Kate McKinnon's take on the insanity, I'm not going to see the movie. I'm going to sit and watch 7 hours of documentary, again. Just saying.
Why do you hate Joy so much?
Dude, I watched Tiger King last night. I'm all in.
All of it.
Oh, and by the way, just to be abundantly clear, in case I haven't, if they come out with a movie, the day the premiere watch drops, do you know where I'm going to be? Not in a movie theater. On my couch watching Tiger King again. You're not going to do better than that documentary telling the story that's already been told in the documentary, no matter how many actors or actresses you get involved. That's all I'm saying. Somebody just suggested for Justin Zach Galifianakis. I would watch that movie if you made Zach Galifianakis every character.
Justin?
Yeah, wasn't he the long-haired dude?
Oh, yeah, the kind of surfer-looking guy?
Yeah. That was him, right? I think it was.
I didn't know his name.
Oh, you could get 3 chiclets to play John's teeth? All right, I got to take a break. I feel terrible. I got to go wash my hands. I'm back after this. Twitter trending topics. Diesel finishes the show off when we come back. It's the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate. I feel so dirty right now.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thanks. Topic number one is Reggie Bush.
First off, you have been wrecking me during this show today. Just nonstop. Reggie Bush, I don't know if he was the best, but he was my favorite college football running back to watch.
Okay.
The dude was just electric with the football. Every time he touched the rock was a home run. I mean, every time. The dude was just... he was electrifying, even into the NFL. I mean, he never, a lot of people don't recognize, they think about Reggie Bush as having busted at the NFL level. Reggie Bush was so good at what he did that when Reggie Bush was on the field, you had to account for him with 2 defenders. So even if he didn't touch the football, Reggie was taking 2 guys away from whoever did. He never got the credit that he deserved for the Saints Super Bowl and the buildup from 06 all the way to that. He never got the credit he deserved for how good he was in Miami, how good he was in Detroit. The dude was a phenomenal NFL running back, but you have to understand football to know that. He took guys out of the play just by existing on the field, which was something that the better coaches he worked with in the NFL took advantage of.
Next up, Arian Foster.
Arian Foster's another guy that doesn't get credit. He should constantly be noted amongst some of the better players of all time. He's also one of the better tweeters of all time. There was one point in time when Arian Foster tweeted out, "I think I can take a wolf one-on-one. I've studied the wolf. He can't read. I know his weaknesses." Arian Foster tweeted about fighting wolves on purpose. One of the better running backs of all time. Easily the greatest NFL tweeter of all time.
Next up, Doris Burke.
I love Doris Burke. Doris Burke on NBA games is as good as it gets. Doris Burke has tested positive for coronavirus. She is now the latest in the sports world to say she has got the up. If you're interested, you can go listen to Adrian Wojnarowski's podcast, the latest one he just posted. Doris Burke is on it. She talks about her symptoms, her hospital testing, her recovery, et cetera, et cetera. Get well soon, Doris Burke, one of my favorites on TV, no doubt.
Yep, and last up, Kirk Herbstreit.
Kirk is I'll tell you what, and I'm going to write on this on our website coming up very shortly. Kirk's taking a lot of heat because he's basically said he doesn't think there will be a college football season 2020, or at least not a big one. I think he's right, unfortunately. I told you guys, I hate to be the pessimist, and you guys, I'm sure, are going to shred me on Mark Ryan's show coming up here in a minute. October 15th is a conservative guess about when we might get sports back. We've already had coaches, including Brian Kelly, say if it's not back by July 1st, the season will be delayed, because that's as late as we can go and have football teams get ready to play for the regular season. And it's not going to happen. It's not going to be July 1st. So I'm with Kirk, unfortunately. That's going to do it. That's the show for the whole week. It's Friday. You guys have a great socially isolated weekend. For Diesel, my name is Rob Brown. Thank you for listening. Be careful. Offsides with Mark Ryan up next. This was the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate. Later.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.